Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace on this last great day, the last high day of the feast of, well, actually, the Feast of Tabernacles is over, but this is the last great day, Father, and we thank you for bringing us to this point. We ask, Father, that your Holy Spirit fall down on us and with a great measure, that each one of us, Father, will be just enveloped with more of your Holy Spirit, more of your love, more of the peace which passes all understanding. Truly, Father, we know that it's only through you that we have an opportunity in life everlasting, and through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and his shed blood, that we have an opportunity to be in your kingdom. So help us, Father, to be better servants of yours, to love one another, even the unlovely. Help us to overcome this world and Satan the devil as we seek to be more like Yahshua the Messiah, who gave us an example of how we should live our lives. Help us, Father, to be more faithful in everything we do and to give honor and glory to your holy name in each and every opportunity we can. Again, Father, we place the prayers before you that you would bless Bob Worrell, that you would touch his body, and that you would heal him, and the rest of those that are on the prayer list as well. We ask, Father, that you would do your will, because truly you know what we have need of. And you told us that if we ask anything in your name, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, that you would give it to us. So we're asking at this time, Father, that you would bless your people, and that you would heal, and that you would honor our prayer. So we thank you, Father, for bringing us together this day, that we might have the opportunity to draw closer to you so that we would truly be a part of your anointed and your holy family, your people. So we thank you again for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and help us, Father, not to tread underfoot his blood, but to be faithful in all things. We love you. We thank you again for bringing us to this place. We've had a great feast of tabernacles. And we ask, Father, as this feast comes to a close, that you would strengthen each and every one of us, that you would bless us even more with more love, more power. In Yahshua's holy name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've entitled this message, The Latter Rain. The Latter Rain. It says, with joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation. Turn with me to John chapter 7. John chapter 7. We'll look at verses 37 to 52. It says, now the last day, the great day of the feast, Yahshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Yahshua was not yet glorified. Some of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these words, said, this is of a truth, the prophet. Others said, this is the Messiah. But some said, what, does the Messiah come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah comes of the seed of David and from Bethlehem, the house of bread? When you think about Yahshua being the bread from heaven and him being born in Bethlehem, it just fits, doesn't it? Perfect. The village where David was. So there arose a division in the multitude because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. The officers therefore came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, why did you not bring him? The officers answered, a man never spoke in this manner. The Pharisees therefore answered them, are you also led astray? See, so they were saying that Yahshua was actually on the wrong path, that they were right. The leaders of Israel are claiming to be the way, when we know that Yahshua was the way. You understand? Are you also led astray? has any of the rulers believed on him or of the Pharisees? And we know from other passages in the scripture that many of the Pharisees believed on him. But what about today, brethren? Are many people believing on Yahshua? But this multitude that knows not the law are cursed. This is what the leaders are telling them. The multitude are cursed because they know not the law. Didn't Yahshua know the law? Absolutely. And he taught it. Nicodemus says to them, he that came to him before, being one of them, one of the Pharisees that came to him, does our law judge a man except it first hear from himself and knows what he does? They answered and said to him, are you also of Galilee? Search and see that out of Galilee arises no prophet. But that wasn't true, because Jonah, who gave the sign of the 3 days and three nights in the tomb, in the belly of the dog of gold, the great fish, was from Galilee. So even they contradicted themselves. See? But they didn't check close enough to the fish. They didn't look close enough at the fish. Yahshua was born in Bethlehem. So he did fulfill that passage. Yahshua also fulfilled the Jewish water pouring ceremony on the day of Sukkoth, on the last great day, when he stood before the people in this passage and told them, you know, he's pouring out this water for them to drink. And he mentioned the Spirit, this Holy Spirit that was soon coming upon the people. Turn to Psalm 27. Very familiar passage for each one of us. Psalm 27. The latter rain. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, Yahshua didn't fear the Pharisees or the leaders of Judea, because he knew he was doing his Father's will. When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. This is a psalm of David. And David was a type of the Messiah, if you think about it. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of Yahweh, to inquire in his temple. In the day of trouble, he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. Yahweh's going to protect his people in his tabernacle during the time of trouble. We know the tribulation is going to be the worst time the earth has ever seen. It's going to be a day of trouble. But Yahweh is going to protect his people. That's what he's telling us here. He will lift me up upon a rock. Sounds like Psalm 91. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tabernacle. In his tabernacle. See, David's going to be in the right place. He's offering in Yahweh's tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to Yahweh. And that's what we've done since we've gotten here. We've praised Yahweh. We've rejoiced before Yahweh. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Yahweh, will I seek. Hide not your face from me. Put not your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Cast me not off, neither forsake me, O Elohim of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Yahweh will take me up. Teach me your way, O Yahweh. and lead me in a plain path. And when do we learn the ways of Yahweh? At the feast, especially the Feast of Tabernacles. We go to the feast to learn of Yahweh. And that's what David is telling us. Teach me your way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain path. Because of my enemy, deliver me not over to the will of my adversary. For false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathed out cruelty. I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. And the land of the living is the kingdom of Yahweh, brethren. David plans on being there. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 5. Verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20. Declare this in the house of Jacob. I told you before, Jacob is synonymous for Israel, 10 northern tribes, and publish it in Judah. We know that's the two southern tribes. Judah included Benjamin as well. Hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, that have eyes and see not, that have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says Yahweh? Will you not tremble at my presence? I'm telling you, if we don't fear Yahweh and we don't tremble at his presence, we're lost. Because Yahweh is the only one. I mean, he can, you know, we can die a physical death, right? All men. It's for all of us to die at least once. But see, Yahweh can kill you that second time, that second death. And that's what you have to fear. He's the one that can give you eternal life as well. He's the only one that can give you eternal life. So therefore, we need to tremble in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. Who hath placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waves of it toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this, my people, has a revolting and a rebellious heart. They have revolted in God. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear Yahweh, our Elohim, that gives rain, both the former and the latter in its season, that preserves to us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withheld good from you. But we know that Yahweh is going to give us the latter rain if we're faithful. If we're obedient, we're going to receive that Holy Spirit from on high. Verse 26. For among my people are found wicked men. They watch as fowlers lie in wait. They set a trap. They catch men. See, Satan has influenced them. They're trying to catch men. They're trying to catch Yahweh's people. They're trying to lead them astray. As the cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. They have become fat. They shine. Yes, they exceed in deeds of wickedness. They plead not the cause of the fatherless, that they may prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, says Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged of such a nation as this? And truly, when Israel was sent into captivity, they were sent into captivity for idolatry. And they went into captivity for actually 390 years. I mean, Judah was only 70 years, but Judah returned. And as I told you in a previous sermon, Israel didn't return. But they were told they're going to return. But their judgment would be multiplied. See? Many times over. Seven times for their sin. So you take that 390 years and you multiply it. You come up with like 2,700 years. When does that end? Like I said, right around the year 2000, Israel is supposed to be coming back to Yahweh. So therefore, there are going to be a great deal of people who have an interest in Yahweh. You'll see a revival now when you look into the Word, when you look on the Internet. If you check it out, you'll see all these people, even in Israel right now, there's a revival going on of people who are worshiping the Messiah. Okay? There are a lot of Jews in Israel who are turned right now to worshiping Yahweh. See? And that's different because the Orthodox Jews, okay, and these kids that are turning back to Yahweh, they're having a clash. They're having a problem because, you know, they're taught they're looking for the Messiah and they're believing in the Messiah having come. And that's not something that the Orthodox Jews want to hear. He hasn't come. Yet this is creating a division in Israel right now between the young and old. There are many people who are turning to Yahweh right now in Israel, as well as throughout the world. And you're going to see this movement grow because Yahweh has planted the seed. And what's going to happen is as these people accept Yahshua the Messiah, that's what's going to hasten on the tribulation. Because time is short, but the word is out there. And right now, we're in like a smaller global village because you can get on a plane and be on the other side of the earth in a matter of hours. Okay? It doesn't take a long time to go from point A to point B anymore. The information is out there. We can put it on the Internet, on the website, and people all over the world see it just as quick as a stare. Okay? So what I'm trying to show you and tell you is that in this latter rain day, okay, Yahweh is going to pour out his spirit upon, and we'll see it later. Okay? Matter of fact, we get ready to go to it. After we finish here. In verse 30, it says, a wonderful and horrible thing has come to pass in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end of it? And that's where we are, brethren. We're in the end of it. And we're going to look a little closer at the fish. We'll look a little closer at the word of Yahweh and show you what I'm talking about being at the end of it. Turn to Isaiah 12. Isaiah chapter 12. It's the song of rejoicing. That's what we call Isaiah chapter 12, a song of rejoicing. And in that day, and I told you, in that day is a date stamp. That's giving you a specific time period. You shall say, I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, for though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, El is my salvation. I will trust. And behold, and I will not be afraid, for Yahweh is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, give thanks to Yahweh, call upon his name, declare his doings among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted, sing to Yahweh, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry aloud and shout, you inhabitant of Zion, for great in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Now, when has this ever happened? It has never happened before, brethren. It has never happened. But guess what? This is happening today. Yahweh's name is going to be spread throughout the whole earth. And people will give thanks to Yahweh, as it says in verse 4. And call upon his name and declare his doings among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to Yahweh, for he has done excellent things, and let this be known in all the earth. And that was our purpose. according to Matthew 28, 16 to 20, the Great Commission. We're supposed to teach this message throughout the earth, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's one of the purposes of YPTC when I went over that in the Bible study. That's one of our purposes. Our first was to feed his sheep, feed his lambs, to teach the people of Yahweh. But that second purpose is to fulfill the Great Commission. And I'm telling you that Yahweh is going to have this all over the world. All over the world, people are going to hear and know the name Yahweh. They're going to know what it means. They're going to understand that Yahweh means I'm eternal. This could not have happened before this day and age. You understand? It was not possible. But now it's possible with the internet and with the technology of these smartphones. I'm telling you, I'm in Kenya, and I'm walking over near Kibera. Kibera is the largest slum probably in the world. You know, to me, that's the largest I've ever seen. And these people are living in tent shacks and whatever, and I mean, it's just a horrible place, okay? People walk around with no shoes. They got cell phones. They have cell phones. And, you know, one of the brothers over there, actually, he's a deacon in Beaumont, the teacher. His name is Andrew Karui. You might see him on Facebook. He's a really, you know, well-educated Kenyan, and he's a good brother. And he took out his smartphone when we were there, and he was downloading sermons from YPT's website. And he was playing sermons for the brethren there around him. And they were rejoicing. This is when we were in Kenya. So what I'm showing you is that, you know, if you know how to use these smartphones, you can do a whole lot with them. You know, and the kids do. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. They know what they're doing. They can do things on these things that we can only hope or imagine. And these kids are doing it. So Yahweh has given the ability of the average person in the world right now the opportunity to gain knowledge of him. They can go Google Yahweh and they can get information. And you'll have all of these groups come up. You'll have the AOY, but you're going to have YPTC. You'll have YRM. You'll have other groups come up that use Yahweh's name exclusively. And there are other groups that don't use it exclusively, but they're in the list. We want to be at the top of that list as well. So when people Google Yahweh's name, they come to YPTC's website. But this is why I'm saying the song of rejoicing is so important, because it's talking about dipping into the wells of salvation. And that water that's going to flow freely in these last days is Yahweh's Holy Spirit that spreads and comes down on his people. Joel chapter 1. Joel chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 15. Alas, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and as destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the food cut off before our eyes? Yes. Joy and gladness from the house of our Elohim. The seeds rot under their claws, and the garner are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the grain has withered. How the beast groans. The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yes, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Yahweh, to you do I cry, for the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burnt all the trees of the field. Yes, the beast of the field pant to you. Didn't we sing that song, number 21? The beast of the field pant to you. For the water brooks are dried up, and the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. And this is what's going to happen on the tribulation. There's going to be no pasture. There's going to be no water. See, because the two witnesses, just like Eliyah, called for a drought for 3.5 years. And that's why they're going to blame Yahweh's people, see? And that's why you're going to have a bullseye on you, because you're Yahweh's people. You're called by Yahweh's name. And those two people over there in the Holy Land are prophesying against all of us. See, so when they kill them, that's why they're going to celebrate. They're going to have a good time because they think they've overcome Yahweh's people. And that's why Yahweh's going to hide the rest of us that are his people during that time, because the beast and the beast system is the only way that you're going to be able to operate out there. But just like during the days of Ahab with Eliah, the stuff was drying up. They kept, you know, their food stores was drying up. And they got to have somebody to blame. But instead of yielding and trembling to Yahweh and asking Yahweh for forgiveness, which some will, after they've even taken the mark of the beast, you're going to have a lot, and we see that in Revelation, of those that have died during that period of time who've washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. You understand? Because they've realized that they've made a mistake. And we're talking about a multitude of people that will die in the tribulation who will wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Hosea chapter 6. Turn to Hosea chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 1. Come, and let us return to Yahweh, for he is torn, and he will heal us. He has struck, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live before him. And let us know, let us follow on to know Yahweh. His going forth is sure as the morning, and he will come to us as the rain, as the latter rain waters the earth. See, those that have rebelled against Yahweh, those that have been struck, those that have been torn are going to look to Yahweh to heal them. And isn't that what's happening right now? That's why our prayer list is full. We have a lot of people who have a lot of petitions right now. They need Yahweh more in their life. But they want to call on Yahweh for the healing because they know that he will heal us, that he will bind us up. In verse 4, it says, O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? Ephraim right now is the euphemism for Israel. Okay? And then, O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your goodness is as a morning cloud and as the dew that goes early away. Therefore have I hewn them by the prophet. I have killed them by the words of my mouth. And your judgments are as the light that goes forth. For I desire goodness and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. And that's all Yahweh is asking him for. What did he say? He's not asking for burnt offerings. He wants goodness. He wants people to do what's right. I desire goodness and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. That's what Yahweh is looking for. That's all he's looking for. He wants people to return to him so that they can receive that latter rain, because that's what they need to get by, that latter rain. Joel chapter 2. Turn over to Joel chapter 2. Who can endure the day of Yahweh? Starting in verse 1, it says, Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh comes. For it is near at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, as the dawn spreads upon the mountains, a great and strong people. There has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after them, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as a garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yes, and none has escaped them. Who is this talking about? is talking about a particular people. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so do they run, like the noise of chariots on the top of the mountains do they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. At their presence, the people are in anguish. All faces have become pale. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. And they march, every one on his way. And they break not their ranks. Neither does one thrust another. They march, every one in his path. And they burst through the weapons and break not off their course. In other words, they're marching straight on to take care of the business that they've been assigned to do. They leap upon the city. They run upon the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining, and Yahweh utters his voice before his army. This is Yahweh's army. For his camp is very great, but he is strong who executes his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? And I'm telling you, no one can endure it except those that have received the blood of the Lamb, those that have Yahweh in their life, that tremble at his presence. Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah chapter 10. Let's start in verse 1. Ask of Yahweh rain in the time of the latter rain, even of Yahweh that make lightnings, and he will give them showers of rain. To everyone grass in the field, for the teraphim have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and they have told false dreams. They comfort in vain, therefore they go their way like sheep. They are afflicted because there is no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the he-goats, for Yahweh of hosts has visited his flock, the house of Yehuda, the worshippers of Yahweh, and will make them as his good horse in the battle. From him shall come forth the cornerstone, from him the nail, and from him the battle bow. From him every ruler together, and they shall be as mighty men, treading down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight because Yahweh is with them, and the riders on the horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, which is another euphemism for Israel. And I will bring them back, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am Yahweh their Elohim, and I will hear them, and they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their hearts shall rejoice as through wine. Yes, their children shall see it and rejoice. Their hearts shall be glad in Yahweh. Their hearts shall be glad in Yahweh. When that latter rain is poured out upon the people of this earth, they're going to receive a reviving. They're going to receive the Holy Spirit, and they're going to have to make a decision. Turn over to Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. And this is the prayer of the prophet Habakkuk, set to the Shigenoth. This is for the chief musician on my stringed instrument. This is a song. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, set to the Shigenoth. Habakkuk means the embrace. Yahweh has embraced his people. O Yahweh, I've heard the report of you and am afraid. O Yahweh, revive your work in the middle of the year. In the middle of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Eloah came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah's glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had rays coming forth from his hands, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and fiery bolts went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove apart the nations, and the eternal mountains were scattered. The everlasting hills bowed. His goings were as of old. I saw the tabernacle, the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian trembled. Was Yahweh displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers, or your wrath against the sea, that you rode upon your horses, upon your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite bare. The oaths, the vows to the tribes were a sure word, Selah. And Yahweh's word is sure to each and every one of us. His promises we can depend on. You split the rivers. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and were afraid. The tempest of waters passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted up its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. And this happens in the book of Revelation. At the light of your arrows as they went, at the shining of your glittering spear, you did march through the land in indignation. You did thresh the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for Yahshua, your Messiah. You wounded the head out of the house of the wicked man, laying bare the foundation, even to the neck. Selah. Almighty Yahweh is looking to spare his people. His people are going to be a righteous group. They're going to keep his covenant law. So they're not going to have to fear like the world fears. And the reason they're not going to fear is because they have a Savior. And that Savior is Yahshua the Messiah. In Psalm chapter 1, turn with me to Psalm 1. We'll read the whole chapter. It's only six verses. Psalm 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is the law of Yahweh, and on his law does he meditate day and night." This is what's important to Yahweh's people. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that brings forth its fruit at its season, whose leaf also does not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. But the wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish." The wicked will be destroyed. Excuse me. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. "Oh, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters, and he that has no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Listen diligently to me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come to me, here in your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, you shall call a nation that you know not, and a nation that knew not you shall run to you because of Yahweh, your Elohim. It's not because of anything that you've done or anything that you can do. It's because of Yahweh, your Elohim. For the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Yahweh's going to glorify his people, each and every one of us that's faithful in keeping the covenant law. Seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. And you think about it. What does Yahweh say? Return to me, and I'll return to you. So he's asking for repentance. If you repent and you ask for forgiveness, he'll give it. But my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing to which I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Because Yahweh is going to send that latter rain upon his people. That's going to bless each and every one of us. Zechariah chapter 12. Remember, this is about the latter rain. The burden of the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. In this manner says Yahweh, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of a man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, a cup of reeling to all the peoples all around, and upon Judah, Yehuda, those the worshippers of Yahweh. Also shall it be in the siege against Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass that in that day, that time stamp, that I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all the people. All that burden themselves with it shall be severely wounded. And all the nations of the earth shall be gathered together against it. And that's what's going on today, brethren. That's what's going on today. Everybody's against Israel. They have one, seemingly one ally. Maybe two if you count Canada. Because Canada is still a part of America, you know, if you think about it. They just didn't, you know, leave when the Revolutionary War happened here. But that was a joke, folks. Okay. Yeah, you were supposed to laugh on that one. Our brothers up north. It says, all nations of the earth shall be gathered together against it. In that day, says Yahweh, I will strike every horse with terror and his rider with madness. And I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the chieftains of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength in Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. In that day will I make the chieftains of Judah like a pan of fire among woods, and like a flaming torch among sheaves. And they shall devour all the peoples all around, on the right hand and on the left. And they of Jerusalem shall yet again dwell in their own place, even in Jerusalem. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem be not magnified above Judah. And that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. So you don't want to go against Yahweh. See? And that's what's happening. These people think they're going against Israel. They're going to destroy them from off the face of the earth. They're fighting against Yahweh. In verse 10 it says, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look to me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, family of the house of Levi apart, their wives apart, the family of the Shemites apart, and their wives apart, and all the families that remain, every family apart, their wives apart. Yahweh is going to preserve his people. He's going to look out for his people in these last days. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel 47, we'll start in verse 1. It says, and he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house was toward the east. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, on the south of the altar. Then he brought me out by the way of the gate northward, and led me around by the way outside to the outer gate, by the way of the gate that looks toward the east. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. When the man set forth eastward with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the ankle. And he measured 1,000 and caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the knee. Again, he measured 1,000, caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the loin. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the waters had risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said to me, son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, upon the bank of the river, there were very many trees on the one side and the other. Then said he to me, these waters issue forth toward the eastern region and shall go down to the Arabah. And they shall go toward the sea. Into the sea shall the waters go, which were made to issue forth, and the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that every living creature that swarms in every place where the rivers come shall live. And there shall be very great multitude of fish, for these waters have come there, and the waters of the sea shall be healed, and everything shall live wherever the river comes. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand by it from En-Gedi, even to En-Galim shall be the place for the spreading of nets. Their fish shall be after their kind, as the fish of the great sea. very many. But the miry places of it and the marshes of it shall not be healed. They shall be given up to salt, and by the rivers upon the bank of it, on this side of and on that side, shall grow every tree for food, whose leaf shall not wither, neither shall the fruit of it fail. It shall bring forth new fruit every month, because the waters of it issue out of the sanctuary. These waters are from Yahweh, from Yahshua the Messiah. And the fruit of it shall be for food, and the leaf of it for healing. Yahweh's going to heal his people. He's going to bless his people. Turn to Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 3. We're talking about the latter rain here, brother. What's going to happen to Yahweh's people in the last days? Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. It says, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yahweh has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy, the king of Israel, even Yahweh, okay, is in the middle of you. So who's the king of Israel? Yahweh. He never gave up the title. When he told Samuel that they wanted a king to be like the nations, they were forsaking Yahweh. But Yahweh is still the king of Israel. You shall not fear evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, let not your hands be slack. Yahweh, your Elohim, is in the middle of you, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather them that sorrow for the solemn assembly. What is the solemn assembly? The Moedim, the feast days, who were of you, to whom the burden upon her was a reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all them that afflict you, and I will save that which is lame, and gather that which is driven away, and I will make them a praise and a name whose shame has been in all the earth. At that time will I bring you in, and at that time will I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I bring back your captivity for your eyes, says Yahweh. Yahweh is going to bless his people. He is going to bring back the captivity of his people. He's going to bless his people who are sincere with more of his Holy Spirit in the latter rain. And that's what we're waiting for, brethren. We're waiting for that latter rain to fall upon this earth. For our final scripture, turn with me to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb, in the middle of the street. And on this side of the river and on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 manner of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, just like we read in Ezekiel 47. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no curse anymore. And the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. And his name shall be on their forehead. And there shall be night no more. And they need no light of lamp, neither light of the sun, for Yahweh Elohim shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And Yahweh, the Elohim of spirits, of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, am he that heard and saw these things, when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed me these things. And he said to me, see that you do it not. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brethren, the prophets, and with them that keep the words of this book. Worship Yahweh. And that's the only person we're supposed to worship, Yahweh. And him only shall you serve. And in verse 10 it says, and he says to me, seal not up the words of the prophecy of this book. For the time is at hand. He that is unrighteous, let him do unrighteousness still. And he that is filthy, let him be made filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him do righteousness still. And he that is holy, let him be made holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each man according to his what his work is. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and may enter in by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, the Gentiles and the sorcerers and the fornicators and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone that loves and makes a lie. In other words, they're not able to enter in. Matter of fact, they'll be destroyed, as it shows in Revelation 21:27. It says, and the spirit and the bride say, come. And he that hears, let him say, come. And he that is thirsty, let him come. He that will, let him take the water of life freely. And that's what we hope to gain, brethren, that water of life. That latter rain that's going to give us the spirit we need to be a part of Yahweh's kingdom forever. I testify in verse 18, that every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add to them, Yahweh shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh will take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city, which are written in this book. He who testifies these things says, yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Master Yahshua. The grace of the sovereign Yahshua, the Messiah, be with all the saints. Amen and hallelujah. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Willie to come forth and close this with a word of prayer. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you.
Father Yahweh, we pause once again on this last great day. The sermon that we have heard, Father, help us to take it to heart. Help us to know, Father, that all things come from you. And we do need the latter rain, Father, that when we hear your words spoken, Father, we know they are from you. And help us all to realize that we do need you in these last days, Father. Help us to look and always be mindful of your covenant and your laws, Father. Help us not to return to the world, but to stay on that straight and narrow pathway. We look to you for that guidance, Father. Protect us, keep us united as a unit, as you and your Son is a unit, Father. Help us to uphold each other and always be encouraging to one another and always to grow in the love and the knowledge. We ask all things in your Son's name, Yahshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.